Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for yet another rousing great mate debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
What do we have today?
A lovely couple today, Chris and Ashley. They are trying to determine their vacation plans.
Ooh, nice.
We get to help. Yay!
Everyone's going to Italy. Go there.
We're great at this. The Maldives. Maldives.
That's a very long flight.
Let's start with Ashley. I believe she won the toss. Ashley?
Yay!
All right. How can we help you?
So my husband and I, we're married. We have two kids. And every year we take the same trip. We go visit Chris's family in Chicago.
Okay.
But this year I'm not going. Look, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I'm at the point I need a real vacation, a real one. And
I thought we normally heard all the facts in the case we're just already.
She is a stay-at-home mom. She deserves a vacation. I'm not saying anything about when and where.
Okay.
Well, the when and where is that I booked it for Tulum, Mexico, a spa retreat over there. And I booked it for myself. And I booked it for the same week that we usually go to Chicago each year. And I'm thinking this is the perfect time for me to get away because Chris can fly with the kids to Chicago and then his whole family is there so they can help him take care of the kids that whole time. And Chris pretty much says I'm being ridiculous. And he's like freaking out about how he's going to explain this to his family, like how I'm not there. And he's going to have to explain how in Mexico.
Okay, let's let him. We'll let him give his arguments. But like, you are you going with girlfriends, or no. you're going by yourself?
I'm totally solo, and I can't wait. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know
that you get to talk.
I'm curious. Could you have gone a different time, or was this truly the only week that you could go?
Look, it's not that it was the only week. I just thought, okay, I'm at that point where I need that time by myself, and I think it's only going to make that time there with everybody that much harder when I'm already at this point. And I figure this makes it so much easier for Chris. He's got everybody there, so it's not really putting him out.
He wouldn't need sitters to go to work.
Exactly.
He wouldn't need
or to take another week to stay home while you like.
He has so much support. Yeah, so I figured it's a good time.
Hey, is everyone in the room on her side? Do we even need to talk to him?
No, I don't even know what side I'm on.
I know what side you're on.
I don't.
Okay, you're calling your shot pretty hard already.
I just am interested in the facts.
Okay, do you want to hear Chris?
I would love to.
Okay, Chris.
Hi, yeah, guys.
Yeah.
Hi, honey. What's your side of this?
Yeah, I think it is ridiculous. Like, why does it have to be the same week? I mean, if she wants a real trip, like, we can go outside of the trip. We can go later, you know, just the two of us. We can go then. Like, what? How? Like, I don't know how this is going to be so weird for my family.
But Chris,
like, they're like,
Chris,
where's your wife? Why is she not here with you? She's here every year. Is something wrong?
Chris, you don't understand. You think it's just that I, you know, it's okay, we'll go away without the kids. But I don't just need a break from the kids, I need a break from you too. I love you to death, I just need to breathe like air by myself.
And you need to go all the way to Tulum, Mexico spa retreat for that, huh? You can't just do it in, you know, where we live. Like, have a weekend to yourself.
Do you want me to go camp
like,
in the backyard? Because I won't actually... Here's the thing.
A weekend away somewhere.
I think my about you guys all the time. I put you guys first in all my thoughts. I can't, like, every single decision is for all of you guys. And I wouldn't take it back. But I just need to recharge.
Okay. I'm just going to jump in real quick with the phone number. Just pretend I'm not here. 303-222-5423. You can call or text. That took a real serious... I don't think it's as bad as it sounds. Like, as a guy, that hurt real hard. I imagine that hit strong for you, Chris. But it's like, she's underwater.
Right. She's a stay-at-home mom who's just... as she said, always making decisions for the family. Like, I don't know, T-Hack, you have kids who are young. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be so cool to go sit somewhere for a week alone?
He doesn't want to do that.
I would miss them, but I have the luxury of I get to come here every day. Or, you know, I leave them. It's not a luxury, but my wife is home with them all the time. So she would be like, I have me time, you know, where my wife is lacking.
Do you
that
think
more.
She would be like Ashley?
My wife definitely makes all the decisions. Yeah. I'm very indecisive.
Do you think she wants to not?
I think she'd like a break. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that for sure. And I'm part of the problem.
And you'd be okay with that?
It would sting. It would sting a little. Cause
be like a week in Mexico without you.
Yeah. And it would sting a little. Cause I don't know that I would reciprocate that feeling. I don't want a week away from her. So to hear that she would want a week away from me would hurt. Yeah, it would be hard to put myself in her shoes.
Ashley, you genuinely didn't mean it. Like, I know Chris feels a little wounded right now.
Like, here's the thing. It's because I love him so much. Like, I think about him and his well-being so much that I'm like, I'm digging myself a hole because I'm just, there's nothing like left in me. I love him so much. I love my family, but I'm like,
do you think a week away would even help that? Because if it was me, a very anxious person, I would be worried the whole time of how's it going at home. And
but he's got his family. She's kind of diabolical where it's like she's handing him off to his mom or I don't know who's in Chicago, but it's
the
like, I don't have to worry. Somebody's going to make decisions for these guys.
Kind of the committee can take care of the kids while we're there.
Right. And it's like, I want him to know. I want you to know, like, because I want to come back to you guys better and I don't know what else to do because even when I say, all right, I'm going to go out for a little while by myself, I'm still connected. Like my brain is still with you guys.
Yeah.
But this feels really,
but I am always amazed at my wife. Like I feel like I'm getting better at when we're in the car and I go, oh, did you grab the extra pair of pants for the kid? And she goes, yeah.
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 Yeah. Of course we did.
2 hours ago.
We did.
Yeah, so it's like, exactly. I thought of it, but way too late. Yeah, you thought of it when like you're just better at it, you know?
Do you ever ask your wife before you leave the house if your outfit looks good?
Every day.
Oh, that's so cute.
Every day.
But, I mean, imagine Ashley. She's making the decisions for the kids. She's making decisions about dinner. She's making decisions about school supplies, about paying the bills. Yeah. And if he walks up every day and goes, do these shoes match? It's like, is there a thing that I'm not involved in? Tulum for 1 week and abandoning your husband fix that?
I don't know. Because I think this is like a, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, epidemic. I think that this is a problem for all women who are married to men with children.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chris.
And I love men.
Chris.
Me too.
You've been very quiet. Do you have anything else? We're going to get a jury here, but is there, I know that probably was like a weird thing to hear. Do you want to say anything else or you want to just get straight to the jury?
I mean, I'm just curious to know how she would feel if I decided I was going to book a trip to Italy, you know, when she wanted to go somewhere with the family, you know, like how would that hit?
Yeah.
I would imagine that would be really hard for me. So I'm not saying I don't understand. It would be like Chris, it would. But like,
I hope you
being
have a great
better?
Time in Tulum without me.
No,
you know.
Don't play the victim right now, dude. Just let's get the jury. Don't do that. I'm just saying. as somebody who's had lots of failed relationships, as soon as you get into that victim thing, then you just it's look pathetic great, to your yeah. partner, and there, it just makes it worse. You're not making it better.
I'd be so bummed if I was him, though.
I'm 100%
really torn on what side I'm on.
Totally. I get being bummed. I like, this is not easy for me. This is, it's almost like I had to make this like huge decision because I'm never going to like make this change. It feels like I have to.
All right. Let's just do this. Everybody hang on. We need jury members and we need them stat. Taking separate vacations, I kind of get it, but I'm looking for a life partner that I want to, if I want to go to Italy.
Right.
And guess who I want to go to Italy
exactly.
with? You.
I think the fact that it's a destination is like,
for a full week.
Yeah, like, that's like a dagger to the heart.
Tulum is like, there's some stuff up there where it's just like, hot rocks on your body, yoga in the morning, nothing but fruit. But she's like going
to
try.
Can you go to like Sedona for 3 days? Or like, I'm serious. Well, I would never want to be away from Dane that long.
But maybe she'll just sleep for the first 3 days. You True. Know, like to just go, I don't have to go to the pool.
Here's the deal. We get to decide. We don't get to, you guys get to just give him advice. Is this a good idea to leave his husband, leave the husband alone? Or is there a better way that's Sedona or something else? 303-222-5423.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We've got a pretty difficult Great Mate Debate between Ashley and Chris. They have a vacation they take every year to go see his family. Mm-hmm. And they're going, or so he thought, and she has just said, I'm not going. You take the kids.
Mm-hmm. He's going.
I'm going to go on a spa retreat to recharge so I can be a better wife, a better mother, a better...
The spa retreat is in Tulum, Mexico, which I do think is an important piece here.
Yeah.
It's so weird that like you were so on her side at the beginning. Tulum is not the tipping point for me.
Really? I was not on her side from the beginning. I was on the side of, yeah, this stay-at-home mom needs a minute, but...
A week in a foreign country feels like more than a minute?
I would never.
Right.
But I don't have kids yet, so maybe.
All right, Ashley, Chris, thank you for sticking with us. We have some jury members. You can feel free to jump in with any of them. Andrea.
Yay.
Yay. Whose side are you on?
I am on her side. I'm a mother of four, and it is just overwhelming. Like, I feel her. You don't want to go out. You don't want to be around people. You just want to go and sleep and read a book. Like, I lock myself in the bathroom to read a book, mind you. And I have to reread the chapter like twice. Like,
I feel her.
But do you I understand, and nobody, like, I want to be a jerk to you, but I also don't. Because it's one of those things where I'm just like, I just want to say, like, as a man, like when I took on kids, it became this overwhelming sense of responsibility. And right. It's like, it's kind of suffocating at times, but you have to remind yourself, I chose this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so did Andrea. So did Ashley.
That doesn't mean they don't deserve a break.
Right. But again, to your point, I believe you deserve a break as well. I don't get a week in Tulum.
Right.
And it's not so much, you know, everybody saying, oh, a week in Tulum. It's literally just a week of peace, like not having to do for the kids and not having to do for your husband and the teams, whether it's the mountains. Like, I play on a couple women's soccer teams. When we go, we're not going to party. We're going to play soccer and lay there and do nothing. But I feel her because it, regardless of where she's going, she just needs time to breathe and to be alone. And
okay.
Just,
I'm not mad at you. You get it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andrea. I'm like, wow. Okay. But does he get a break?
I know. There's a lot of texts.
Honestly, that's what I'm feeling right now.
Does he get to book a vacation to, I don't know, of New Zealand?
I will say this, as a guy who worked while my wife was the stay-at-home mom, I definitely think she deserved more of a break.
Right.
I was doing two things, but she was doing the hard thing all the time. But no, like, I'm so freaked out by this whole premise here. Jordan?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side. I feel like there needs to be some reevaluation of this situation.
I understand, you know, being a stay-at-home mom is a lot of work. It's you don't get a day off. It is literally all the time. But mm-hmm. we also need to remember that he's also going to work. You know, he's stressed out too, probably, with his job. For he's sure. got a lot of yeah, stuff yep. going on. And then his wife being gone on a family trip, like, that's a huge thing. And I think it adds a lot of pressure to the family to be there for the kids on a trip that should be all about, you know, their family as well. I think mm-hmm. as
but
a,
they love it. They love that time. I might as well not even be there. They love the kids so much.
I understand what you're okay, saying, and I agree fair. With you, that's Ashley. Fair. But I'm just going to say, like, if I go out in public right now, and somebody yeah. recognizes me as Slacker, I get, where's T-Hack? Where's Erica? Where's yeah. It's like, can you imagine going to Chicago that you've gone to at this time every year for 15 yeah. years? And it's like, where's Ashley? Where's Ashley? Where's right. Ashley? It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. Stop.
And oh. if the family loves watching the kids and helping with the kids, then maybe Chris has this like moment to breathe. And he's like, would be cool to have a glass of wine with my wife right now.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But would it be cool to have a glass of wine when she doesn't want to be there?
It's a little, like it's a different move. Yeah, concerning like, that yeah. she doesn't want to be there.
But could it, what is it possible, though, that she can still go on a trip and it not just be at the same time? Now, I understand, like, babysitters and all of this stuff, you know, but, like,
yeah.
I agree. Maybe a week in Mexico, it doesn't have to be that week in that you're planning on going to Chicago, but maybe you can go somewhere a little bit more local for, you know, 4 or 5 days and see if that does it. Because I don't know that going all the way to Mexico is going to clear your mind, you know, as much
yeah.
as
it
probably will, though.
Just being in a local place.
Oh, I mean, you know what?
I'm not even a little different.
Yeah, but I'm not even against any of that. I think I just knew I needed to make that decision and I did it rashly. But I'd be open to doing it a little bit differently, but still making sure I do this, you know?
Okay, let's get one more person mm-hmm. in here. And then I don't think this is one of the ones that we're going to go. The verdict is.
Mm-hmm. No.
But we can give you kind of the consensus and you can make your decisions over the dinner table later. Jamie?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
100% the wife. I can't even believe this is a conversation, to be honest. Like, this is ridiculous.
She just said, I need a break from you to her husband, and you can't believe this is a conversation. Like,
no, I cannot even believe that we're talking. Should the wife be allowed to go on a vacation by herself? Absolutely. Freaking literally. Sorry.
I love
this husband wants to stay married. He better let his wife go on a vacation.
Isn't there an issue, though, that she didn't talk to him about it? She just booked it?
And that she doesn't like him so much.
And Jamie, nobody said she didn't like him, though. I don't like
to need that much of a new country away from your husband.
When all's fair, then shouldn't he get to go?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's not a tit for tat kind of thing. It was like a mental health thing.
Okay. Well, what's the consensus on the text?
The texts are all over the place, but they are. One text said, thank you, Slacker and T-Hack, for acknowledging the emotional burden mm-hmm. on women. And there's a lot of that, but also a lot of, shouldn't he get to go too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll just read more of the ones saying nice things about
him. There's just that one.
Good luck, guys.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
It's time. Hit the wrong button.
Yep.
No! They're right next to each other.
The single worst one we have done.
I know you could have played it off. Just like, I'm getting hyped. Yeah. You didn't have to admit it. You did.
There's three buttons in a row. Okay. I could have hit news or nope, which now I have. I could have hit this. I don't know why these are next to each other. Or I could have hit this. It's time for news or nope.
I really wish you had hit that one.
Everyone, this is a time where we delve into the news stories of the day. Anyone can veto those news stories by just removing an article of clothing or saying the word nope.
Okay.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. I didn't know if you were going to hit any other.
I don't know what I'm doing.
HBO Max has announced that they are raising their prices by a dollar. HBO says, what are you going to do about it?
I am about to drop them all. I'm doing it. I'm getting ridiculous.
Welcome to the club.
I'm doing it.
So we're going to drop all streaming?
Well, I think I have to keep Netflix.
Yeah, you gotta.
I think I get Peacock for free from Xfinity or somebody.
Okay.
But the rest, I mean, my daughter's asked me to keep Paramount. The rest of them, just no.
No Disney Plus?
What do I need it for? What do I need it for?
Yeah, are you kind of out of the Disney? See, Disney Plus goes up every month.
I don't have Disney Plus.
Really?
What's the need for it?
Well, I think there's a Hulu Disney ESPN bundle that kind of makes Disney worth it.
You're not going to keep Hulu?
I think I'm going to keep Hulu, but there's other... I think with Xfinity, I might be able to get some local channels and then I could just...
There's a deal for Hulu, Black Friday. You can get it for like a dollar every month.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I've done that a couple times.
Yeah.
Make a new email. Do it.
Yeah. HBO Max doesn't give me much though.
It's so expensive. It's like you got to win the lottery or something to be able to pay for all these things, which is good news.
Was this all a segue to get to like, because
no, I'm genuinely the upset last about the time prices. It's ridiculous.
We get into the middle of the show and then Hack starts hankering to go buy a Mega Millions ticket.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, dude, the drawing is not till tomorrow. You don't have to go today.
Well, I got to pay for all these streaming services.
I get it. And you'll have enough money if you win this thing, but like, you don't have to interrupt the show today to go. The drawing is tomorrow.
Okay.
So you don't have a sense of, you should still go buy your ticket.
There's some urgency. I'm feeling pretty poor after my vacation.
$80 million? You know how many HBO Maxes you can buy?
Yeah, like that's four. Like 6 months.
$680 million. So that means I would give each of you...
Oh my God, we're not going back through this.
About 10 grand.
Here's the deal. The drawings are Tuesday and Friday, so you have a whole nother day to do it.
Okay.
Tickets are $5. If you take the cash, you'll get $318 million.
Oh, in that case, you each only get five.
Dude, shut up. $318 million.
No, that's so much money.
Yeah. Like, it's so much. Yeah.
You could put a kid through college and get HBO.
Yeah. And Hulu.
Yeah. No matter what they have to choose.
You go ad free Hulu.
Yeah. Hulu, the dream. Hulu, YouTube live. Hulu.
If you win, will you buy us all every streaming service?
Okay, sure.
Forever.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, this is a good idea.
Okay.
Oh, all right. My gosh.
Thank you for that little update.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Speaking of expensive things, there's a report out now saying that a bridesmaid can now cost as much as your monthly rent. And I just got to say, this is not news.
Yeah.
I have been a bridesmaid so many times.
So can I ask you?
Yeah.
Will you just not, like, this is what drives me nuts. It's what I call the fraternity principle. Everybody's like, hazing sucked. I hated getting hazed. Now I'm the president of the fraternity. Haze those men. Like, stop.
But
you're now the bride. You have a chance. Stop it.
The problem is,
stop it.
I did it for everyone else.
It doesn't matter.
So
this is your chance to stop.
I want my own bachelorette party.
No, you don't.
Erica, I was going to ask you, do you actually want a bachelorette party?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
She's going to make him go to Cabo.
No, we're going to Austin. It's going to be a pretty chill weekend.
That's still not cheap.
It's not cheap.
Food trucks in Austin are expensive.
I will say, being a bridesmaid isn't that much more expensive than just attending the wedding.
No, you just said it's like the same as rent.
To do them both.
You said it's thousands of
dollars. They're already attending the wedding anyway. All they have to do is buy a dress. I'm pretty sure I'm covering hair and makeup for them.
No, but then you got to go to every shower. You have to go to the bathroom.
I don't have showers.
In Erica's defense, if I go to a wedding with my wife, she buys a dress, whether she's in it or not.
Totally.
It's like an opportunity.
Yeah, but it's a dress she wants to buy that she will probably wear again, as opposed to some stupid cornflower thing from David's Bridal that you'll never wear again.
Don't forget, I'm letting my girls pick their dresses.
I feel like that's not a trend.
Yeah, but you're still stuck with a color you don't want.
Maybe I chose a nice color.
No, you didn't. I don't think you did.
The wearing it again, we never seem to wear it.
No, we never wear it again.
We always seem to buy new ones.
Yeah.
Do you know any
wedding I go to, I'm like, but what if I had a new one?
Yeah.
I have my 8th grade suit on. I've somehow made it this far.
If you're about to be a bridesmaid, I have the solution for you. Did you know that the Mega Millions jackpot?
Right. Yes. If I won, I'll just pay for all my girls' stuff.
Oh. There you go.
In fact, look at generous Erica.
Maybe I would pay for everyone's hotel room.
I have $680 million. $1 million and I'm going to buy you a dress? No. You are the most selfish person I've ever met.
And a bachelorette party and hotel rooms. Hey, that's not selfish.
Wow.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm just excited about this. Johnny Depp is set to play Ebenezer Scrooge in a new darker
adaptation.
Thank you. Of A Christmas Carol.
What?
Oh. How did don't we have? Why is this music on?
I don't know. I liked it from before.
Johnny Depp. Don't we have a few of those?
Probably.
Yeah. There's but a billion Christmas Depp. Carols.
The Muppet one is
he's
the best.
He's coming back to Hollywood. After Amber Turd, this is the first thing he's doing.
Yeah, but okay. Isn't Spirited Christmas Carol?
Yeah, but that one was dumb. It's sort of
Spirited take. Is not Christmas Carol.
Yes, it is.
I don't
know.
It's
like a twist on it, right?
No, it's like every time it happens, they keep replaying Christmas Carol, and it's like, oh, this guy's a big enough jerk that we have to try to convince him to be.
I watched it, but I don't remember it enough.
Yep. There's the Mickey Mouse one with Scrooge McDuck.
That's a good one.
I clearly have kids.
Yeah. So.
Do you know how you could buy all the Christmas carols?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
I think I'm going to make Erica cry.
Oh, no.
I want to point out something that I think you know.
Okay.
Ever since Erica's vacation, she's kind of prone.
So I don't even think you need to push very hard.
No, maybe she got all of her tears out.
No. How many times have you cried today?
More than once.
Today?
I was catching up on Dancing with the Stars that I was behind on, and there's something about the beauty of dance.
Yeah.
What?
No, she's right.
What?
I
understand seeing Tchaikovsky performed and the New York Ballet doing something, but some J-hole C-list celebrity.
You have the professionals there too.
And they're trying so hard.
Yeah.
But that's trying hard is not the beauty of dance. It's not tear invoking.
They're really good this year, Slacker.
Yeah.
Who's good?
Yeah. Robert Irwin.
Is that the
Alex Earl?
Alex Earl is really good.
Who's Alex Earl? Is that the Color Daddy girl?
No. Well, yes and no. It's not Alex Cooper. She didn't start it, but Alex Earl was signed to her company, and now there's big beef. Drama.
She's a big TikToker. She has millions of followers.
Okay.
Also, Dylan Efron is doing something with his body.
Is that a Zac Efron brother?
Yeah. I'm hearing they're really hot this year. I'm not hearing they're really good. I'm hearing
they're good.
No, but did you hear
about the beauty of dance invokes tears? Did you hear that part?
The beauty of hot Dylan Efron grinding around.
Dylan Efron and his partner, I'd be nervous if I was her husband. There's something.
Mm. Oh, there's a something?
But he's also got a fiance or something.
Is he Zac Efron hot?
In a different way, yeah.
Zach, before he did the weird thing to his face?
Yeah. Okay. Also, this wasn't
before
about
his injury.
This. Aaron's here to make me cry. I don't know.
Okay, sorry. It's going to be so easy.
Yeah.
No, I've still not cried on this show. Off air. Mm.
This is a weird moment to just interject this, but I had this weird dream where I was at a hot dog factory and the hot dogs were actually not made out of like the usual scraps from the store.
No,
they were literally made of...
No, stop.
Yeah.
And I was in there and I'm like, the dogs are going in. I'm like, and they're going into the grinder or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, is that Swanson?
No, you're not going to make me cry because I know you're just being mean. Don't ever talk about my dog like that ever again.
And you should have heard the sound.
No,
you're just making her angry.
Okay, can we go back to Aaron's thing?
Anyway, hot dogs will be here in about 5 minutes.
You're disgusting.
I think I'm going to be alone on Thanksgiving this
year.
Aaron,
no.
I know. No.
Why?
My family is.
It's your choice.
Traveling. It's
I
not.
I told you you can come to my house. And you're like, it's a pity invite. Just
it
come
is
to
a
my
pity
house.
Invite.
Who are you having over, though? Maybe she'll
be out of town. Stop by.
Just Aaron.
Okay, well, that's why she doesn't want to
go. I'll be in my smoking jacket with an ascot. No! Like, I am, without trying to make Aaron feel weird, I am the land of misfit toys. Like,
yeah, that doesn't really help.
Yes, it does. It's what, like, Friendsmas? And what
Friendsgiving.
And Friendsgiving.
Why wouldn't you just apply that to this?
Friend of Ween. All of them. Friend of July.
Friend Dogs, the place where they just grind up your dog and like serve it into hot dogs for your friends.
Can you explain why you think you're going to be alone?
Well, so we used to host, my brother-in-law and my sister, when she was alive, RIP, would host it all.
Yep, that's the part that's
going
to start to
get me. Oh my God, Aaron.
They would always host at their house, okay. all of the holiday stuff.
Okay.
And this year, my brother-in-law comes to me and says, hey, we're going to go to Arizona. His sister, they can't get time off of work, so we're going. You stay home and watch the dogs? Cool.
Okay.
You weren't invited?
Correct.
Oh, man, I've never had beef with someone
no,
I don't know before.
No, but he's like...
I know.
I get it, but I was like, okay.
Where's your boyfriend?
I don't know. We'll probably do something small. But okay. Like, that's it.
Okay. Well,
my brother-in-law will be on his way to Germany. Or I'm sorry, my brother will be on his way to Germany.
What's your mom doing?
I don't know.
Okay, maybe so you haven't really tried.
But that's what I went from a group of 15 minimum to 2. Maybe.
They're all going to Slackers.
Yes. Come to, I'm serving.
I know.
Hot dogs.
That's not going to be after her mom's injury.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
It has been a while since I screamed at the top of my lungs about HOAs.
Okay.
Who hates them? Dak doesn't even have one.
Yeah, and the more I was thinking about it, I kind of like HOAs,
Wait,
think.
You don't have
Can
one?
You imagine?
I don't have one.
Picture
I've never
cookie
been to your
cutter
home,
house,
but
no, it's a neighborhood that should have one. You would assume that they had one.
But what? Yeah. Nobody's.
They trust us.
But is it everybody being trustworthy?
No. No.
Wait, I'm so confused though, because you just got your house repainted.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't you have to? You couldn't pick pink.
No, we couldn't. But that's more, I think, because we're a conjoined house. We're a duplex, whatever.
So if you got
conjoined, feels a little. Yeah.
We're waiting on the surgery.
So if you got approval from your neighbor to paint it pink, could you?
I don't know. I don't know. That's
because if there's a palette of colors that are approved. That implies HOA.
Yeah.
But you don't pay dues?
No dues. There was like a covenant. I think we kind of agreed like nothing crazy. And then that was it.
Maybe
there might
that's
be a little bit of a ruling force there.
Mm, yeah.
But like, so I grew up in like my parents' house was built in like the 60s or whatever. And they were all just kind of cookie cutter. They all mm-hmm. looked the same. And then time goes on. And then like one of your neighbors moves in from Minnesota. And they're like, I love the Vikings. And they painted their house purple.
Oh.
And they painted their garage with the horn and the whole thing. And guess what you can do about it?
With the horn.
The horn from the Vikings
helmet.
Something
else. Helmet.
The porn.
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard.
I feel like that's illegal.
Yeah. No, but like there's nothing you can do about it. So then when I moved into an HOA neighborhood, I'm like, oh my God, we're never going to have a purple house. This is amazing.
Right.
And then you go out and mow your front yard. And you don't want to carry the 50-gallon bag of lawn trimmings, drag it all the way up, and throw it in your trash can. So I brought my trash can out front. I threw the bag in there, and then I walked the mower around back, finished or whatever. And when I got back, one of my neighbors went, yeah, they drove by and took a picture of your trash can. I'm like, what? It was out there for five minutes.
My God.
4 days later, in the note, $75 fine. I'm like, it was outside for...
Huh. I was working on the yard. I was using it.
Yes.
But
it's not trash day.
An HOA at my last place, and I loved it.
Oh my God! You don't.
They like shoveled the snow and.
Oh yeah.
Did you have a yard?
No, it was like a patio, so I didn't have to deal with.
So
like,
you were in more of a condo.
It was like townhome.
Okay, so yeah, you have common areas that you need an HOA to do the maintenance for.
Yeah, we had a pool.
I was going to say like a pool house, whatever.
Benefits, great benefits.
Mm. All great. Yeah, when it's a house, it's different.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm,
we don't have a pool. That could be why. We don't have a neighborhood pool. Yep. It's a big
mix. You should.
But I have positive, because the more I was thinking about this, when I was a kid growing up, we had an HOA in our neighborhood, my parents' neighborhood.
Okay.
And I used to mow. There was an empty lot and a ditch out front, and I would mow it for the HOA, and I overcharged them so much, and I made so much money.
This is exactly what I'm talking about.
They have so much money, dude. They have so much money.
We pay in a certain amount of dues.
I don't know where they get it, but it's so much money.
It's the dues.
Yeah. It makes me so mad. I think he's doing it on purpose to get under my skin.
They're just blowing it, you know? They'll give it to any old kid.
They literally do. I pay in. I have to pay into like the reunion HOA, and then I have to pay into a separate one for just behind the gate at reunion. And that one's like a monthly huge amount, and the other one's like a quarterly decent amount. Mm. And magically, at the end of every year, when there was four houses, they spent all the money. Now that there's 70 some houses in there, they somehow, at the end of the year, all of it's gone. We're paying this guy so much to mow this one empty lot. Like, they make all the money disappear every year. It's the most crooked racket.
Yeah, but he does come and mow with his shirt off.
No, you guys, it makes me, like, they will have a beef ball with a guy. Oh, he's guys putting a flag out. You have to get your flag approved. I'm like, that guy's a Vietnam veteran, man. You got to let him, like, you're.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go tell that guy to take his flag down. They told him to take his flag down.
What?
Yes!
You should have a conversation with my fiance.
Okay.
He hates HOAs with such a passion, but he has reason. So he bought a place, and we lived in Salt Lake, and he had bought a place, and the HOA was like $200.
Okay.
By the time he went to sell it 2 years later, the HOA is like $450, yes. And every single unit has begun to have a cockroach problem. And they are demanding that every unit, like twice in 3 months, gets like a spray to come in.
No.
And they have to pay for it themselves.
No.
So
no.
He's like,
the one's $400 going for.
Right. Where's my $450 going? And the people who are downstairs, who are disgusting, he's like, I've seen inside some of their places when like the doors are open and they're nasty. And he's like, I keep my place clean. Sorry.
Yeah. They can just raise the amount though every year.
Yes.
You're not locked in at all. No. Would you have any say in that?
No.
Yes.
None.
Yes. You have to go to the nerd ball meeting. And I never go to the nerd ball meeting.
But they sold his HOA to a different HOA.
Ours has been sold 100 times.
Boom. Up to $450 immediately.
Yes.
It's conspiracy.
I don't have a 401k, but I'm doing very well in HOA investments.
Dude, here's the thing. If you want to mouth off about your HOA, we can VD you if you want.
Voice disguise.
Because, dude, I'm sorry. I don't throw this around lightly. They are the Gestapo.
But sometimes they're nice because you have a pool.
They do a good thing with the pool, and they keep your neighbor from having a Viking or porn on their garage.
Right.
But like, they're also crazy people. We call it HOA horrors. We want to hear yours. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
My brother-in-law has been in a fight with his HOA for at least a year.
Oh, no.
Because every house has to have some sort of tree in the front.
Yep.
And
what if the tree dies?
I'm going to tell you a story about that here in a second.
That's the thing. And currently he has a fruit bearing tree. It's a crab apple tree. And he said, my friends, they have Palisade peach trees. He gave me one. Can I just replace one fruit bearing tree with another fruit bearing tree?
No.
And they said, no. He's like, it's.
No, it's because it's not on their approved list.
But there are other people up the street who have peach trees, and I think maybe plum trees.
And who wants crab apple?
Nobody. Exactly.
Nobody.
No one.
Just the squirrels. It just attracts squirrels.
We will share the peaches with the community.
They're crazy.
They're Palisade peaches.
But they're not technically, if they're not in Palisade, but sure.
But it's a tree from there.
Yeah. I had a tree that I called tree, and it was one of those March snowstorms where the trees have come out,
okay.
And so the leaves are out, and then the heavy snow, and it goes...
Oh,
yeah. Snapped the tree in half. Lost a tree. It's a gorgeous tree. And I'm like, oh no. I get a thing from the HOA. Hey, tree's dead. I'm like, I know. This happened. Here's the thing.
It just died.
Paid some people, came, dug the tree out, put another flowering tree in there. Exact same kind, whatever. Got the second fine. You didn't ask for approval to plant a tree. I'm like, you
the
told
tree
me to plant
was already
a tree.
There.
Right. They're like, yeah, but you needed to approve the tree. I'm like, but I put the same kind of tree. Yeah, but you still need to ask.
Oh, that makes me angry.
Now it's just a humiliation ritual. 100%. At this point.
They're like, you don't know that tree's still on the list. And it's like, is it? Yeah. I'm like, are we done? But you still didn't ask.
Oh my God. Like, you're not
12 years old.
Gestapo.
This is your home.
You guys, it's the nerds from high school. And they're comebacking. They're here.
There weren't HOAs.
No, we'd be.
What
porn.
Would we be talking about right now?
Porn.
Oh my gosh.
On your garage door. Yeah.
Be a more lively neighborhood.
All right. Okay. So if you have an HOA horror, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I want to apologize. I'm sorry. I get worked up when I think about the HOAs.
Get a text from your HOA or something?
Yeah. I would like to say that, Russ, you're great. You were a great president, and we think you're awesome. They just had their meeting a couple days ago.
You should hear this text that we just got.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Okay.
As someone who worked in property management for many years, let me tell you, most HOAs operate outside the law. Don't ever trust your HOA, how great the benefits seem.
Outside the law?
I'm sorry. Ooh. It legitimately is.
I don't even know what that means.
We need a clarification texter.
Yeah, right?
They're so punitive. It's great. Like, I watched them walk by my buddy Josh's house, who had just planted some new yellow flowers, and they stopped, walked up to him, took pictures, did the Google search to check the name. It's like, are they pretty flowers? Does his landscape look good?
Yeah. Does it matter? They're taking care of their yard.
Oh, my God. You are so lucky, Tia.
Yeah, I can never move.
Cheryl?
Yay!
HOA horrors. What happened?
I used to be the HOA president.
I'm sorry, we got to let you go.
No, tell us more.
I went to one of the meetings. I went to a nerd meeting because I was pissed. And
became
and
then the you president? Took
over. I ended up becoming the president because I was complaining without solutions. And they're like, well, here. And next thing I know, I'm the president of the board.
And did you become one of them? Did you become one of the part of the problem?
Absolutely not. My best story is when I went out. I was out in the courtyard playing with all the kids. There were tons of kids in our courtyard, and they had a boomerang, and it went into somebody's backyard. And the lady wouldn't let the kids in the backyard. She said, no, I'm sleeping. It's like 5 o'clock in the evening, and the backyards were HOA property. So, I helped the kid climb the fence into the backyard to get the boomerang. And he came back over. She started yelling at me. And she said, I'm calling the HOA president. And I was like, you go ahead and you do that there, honey. You do that. And so then she called the HOA president. And I said, well, I told you. You should have let him get it.
Oh!
I want you to be my HOA.
I do, too. I want to be friends with you. You infiltrated the system.
Yeah. I love that.
Oh, my God.
Yes. If you don't like it, go. Go to your meeting.
No,
go.
I just missed it. And I'm not. I can't
Raise
do it.
Slacker, come on.
No, I can't.
You'll be the president.
So I have to leave early to go wear my hat or whatever.
What?
And a sash.
What?
I moved the meetings from 2-hour sessions to 15-minute meetings.
Oh, my God. I'm in love with Harley
Queen.
All right. Thank you, Cheryl. Is she not the greatest human?
She is.
Sally?
Yay.
HOA horror. What happened?
We live in townhomes, and our HOA let our insurance lapse. So we had to pay, we had to split it amongst us, but we had to pay $60,000. It was like a $5,000 per unit.
What?
Why is that not just like...
That's their problem.
Yeah, but then...
I know that. No,
it is crazy. They can do things where they go, oh, we need more money. And then it's like an assessment.
Yes.
And you just have to pay it.
You don't have a choice.
Mm. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Did you move?
Yeah. No, I didn't move. I mean, what am I going to do? Sell my place and find a place for more expensive?
Right. Because it's going to be way more expensive.
Did you become the HOA president?
We found that's the way to get it done. Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah, you bet.
Helen?
Yay.
HOA horror. What happened?
I want to move. So our HOA decided that they wanted everyone to have matching mailboxes. And so they, they have so much time on their hands. So they decided that what it was going to look like, the company that we had to go through, and it was going to cost $500. They wanted it to be black with this gold trim. So my husband and I just spray painted it, and I thought it looked pretty darn good, but we realized
she did what?
And we.
You tried to do it yourself?
No, you can't. No, you're not allowed to do that.
Yes, and now we've been fined.
Yeah, no, of course you've been fined. You didn't.
And you're going to have to buy the $500 yeah, mailbox.
Yeah.
No. And you put money into the supplies.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're being really.
I hate the HOA, as you know, as much as anybody does, but that one's on. It is ridiculous that they can demand.
Right, like, shouldn't they have to pay for it then? You already are paying dues every month.
I know. But they just make a decision, like, here's how you counteract it. You have to take that Monday night out of your schedule and go to the meeting. And when they're all in favor for the stupid black mailbox with the gold trim, you're like, no,
right,
no, but only the nerds are at the meeting.
Right.
Yeah. You'd have to meet your neighbors.
Yeah. Who wants to do that?
Gross.
All right. Thank you, Helen. Margaret.
Yay.
HOA horror. What happened?
Oh boy. Yes. So I had a dent in my garage. And yeah,
you hit
so
it,
the HOA.
Okay, well, I think you're skipping your skipping part of the story. But what? Okay,
look, you know, yes, gardening tools end up banging the side. You know, things that happen when you don't realize, and they find me, and then I replaced it, and it was a shade off from the required color. One shade, and
that's not an approved color though.
I know.
Which we already say when you repaint. Yeah. It's
no, but we've already talked about it.
Wears.
Yeah.
The class monitor, the hall monitor, like they walk around
the
with paint
people.
Swatches and hold them next to your house. I've caught them at my house, and I go outside. And I'm like, can
it
I help you?
It always looks different.
Yeah, because of sun and rain
and dirt.
There. Yeah. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Fire? I don't know.
Hey, can we stop?
No.
Okay, so then they find you again.
Yep.
Okay.
They find me again.
Did you have to get a new?
You just got to paint it. Oh. You got to paint over it.
So much money.
I know it's not. Yeah.
And time and effort. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
Is the fine for the wrong paint color more than the fine for the dent? Like, were you better off to just keep the dent and keep paying? Then, like, now you've replaced your garage, so you painted it, now you got to paint it again and pay more fines. It's just like, I should have just left it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Pretty much.
No.
It's also, what? But it's confused how it got there.
Yeah.
No, she, okay.
Mistake after mistake, but also like,
but you know, if you don't.
Requirements.
We've talked about this. If you don't comply, they can take your house. What? And I know that sounds absurd, but yes.
Where are they going to take it?
That was a good one. That was a good one.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
It is time. You guys decided. It's time for the diary.
Mm-hmm. Overwhelming response that wanted to hear the rest of these entries.
Do you have it in front of you, name of the girl who wrote this?
It is Lynn...
Maybe don't give her last name, but like Lynn. Yeah. We don't need her stalked, but like, so we finished reading the diary.
She's hearing this too, by the way.
I hope so too. Like, Reach out to us, Lynn.
We did get a lot of other texts saying she did a great job writing it in the voice of the writer.
Does anybody in this room think they could have done as good a job as her?
Mm-mm. No.
Because we were going to write our own.
We were. I forgot about that.
Well, that was your idea because you were like, I'm going to do it. And I'm like, she's not going to do it.
Yeah, I went on vacation and I forgot.
Yeah, you didn't do it. Because hers is so good. Mm-hmm. So where we left off with her yesterday, the fan fiction continues. I don't know how many times I want to. I don't know. Do I have to keep putting the disclaimer that this isn't really what happened?
We should probably, at least for the next few.
Yeah.
Okay, well, she went back home.
This was a month after the entry where she lost the diary.
Right. She said, I lost my diary, but here's a new diary. And then she professed her love to each of them separately, Jake and Mike, kind of.
She
was
told
like,
Jake she wanted more time. She needed time to think about things.
Didn't she say the same thing to Mike?
She told Mike she loved him, but needed to think about the future without feeling pressured.
But basically also told Jake she wasn't going to talk to Mike anymore. Well, she still is.
No.
She didn't say that?
I said that I really liked him, but still wanted to be friends with Mike.
Maybe she just said that.
Do you listen at all?
No, I just feel like she's still not being honest.
I think it's hitting, as a guy, that hits my ear as she dumped Jake. Like, I know right. she isn't writing it that way, but it's if you tell me I need some time and I want to be close to my ex, we're done.
Right.
Like, hopefully he's smart enough to be thinking that way.
It just feels like
this is fictional. I am so right. invested in this. Right. This is just one woman's projection of what could have happened.
And she also talked to her mom and basically said, do not ever interfere with my life that way again. Yes.
I do truly hope the writer did do that.
Yeah, I do too.
Like, her mom's a boundary crossing.
Well, but yeah.
They all do. Okay, so the next entry dated
November 6th. So almost a full month later from that. I've been thinking a lot and running again to clear my head. I miss Jake, but I can't stop thinking about Mike. We had lunch a couple times and it was nice, but I could tell he was trying not to push for more.
Who'd she have lunch with?
Mike?
I think Mike. I keep thinking things were good with him, except my indiscretions and picking fights. My therapist said I do those things when I feel trapped or scared, and I should practice asking for space or time to think when I feel that way. I'm not sure if I can do that yet. My mom asked what I was going to do, and I told her I'm taking time to think it over.
Do we have vetoes in the new one? Yeah. Do we have vetoes in the new one?
The next one's really short if you did want to do it.
Oh. There's only 9 total entries, you guys.
So no?
Yeah, so just if it's short?
It's real short.
Yeah.
It's not the real diary. So it's not okay.
You're right, but yeah. Because I just love it so much. Okay, get one more.
Okay,
one
okay. More. December 2nd.
Lynn, you can keep Ooh. Writing if you want.
Ooh, this is interesting. December 2nd. Jake and I met up and it was good to see him. I told him I just wanted to be friends. He looked sad.
Look at the dance of victory.
He looked sad and said he needed to think about it, like being friends at all.
Oh, I'm like, you don't get to think about it. No. I'm definitely downgrading our relationship.
Yeah.
Not anything for you to think about.
I didn't think I could be with someone who tells me who I can be friends with. But girl,
yeah,
you cheated before and that was your ex-fiance.
Yeah, like, yeah.
You don't stay friends with your ex-fiance.
You just don't. Right. Wait, that was the end again?
That was the end again. The next one is later this month. I may have accidentally just read a tiny bit, so I'm going to stop.
Gosh, well, that's still continuing.
It's real hard.
Is it long or short?
It's short-ish, but longer than that last entry.
Okay.
Okay. So that's pretty clear. She's cut off Jake, mm-hmm. but still going slow with Mike, right?
Yeah, there was no mention of Mike, really. Just
that one.
That she wants to continue to be friends with him.
No, but she went to lunch with him.
In the previous one, right? Yeah, she went to lunch with him.
Oh, the first one that you read.
Good God. This was literally a minute earlier.
She's drinking.
What in the world? I know we hashed this out last time. Has anybody stayed with a cheater?
No.
Mm-mm.
Yes. One time. And then she dumped me. So
and got pregnant with somebody else, right?
No, that was
different.
That was different.
I was thinking the same thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I'm like,
there's been several.
Sorry, that's so funny. Like,
I've never been friends with exes in general.
I mean, I've sort of been forced to in my current situation, but that's because I'm co-parenting.
Right.
But I guess no matter what, like, Mike loves her mm-hmm. and Mike wants her back. And Mike is in that, like, I miss you. I love you. I want you back. And I've been in that situation where you're like, you can convince yourself of that. But then once you get comfortable, one night it's going to creep back into your head what she did to you. No matter what.
Like, she's out with her girlfriends and you're going to be going, but where is she really?
She's like, we're running a little late. I might just crash at Susie's house. And it's like, are you?
Right.
You slut.
Oh my God.
Like,
can we say that word?
I just did.
The distrust comes back.
Yeah, like,
how does it? Because he wants her so bad right now because he misses the thing.
He's in like fight mode.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you tamp down the thing that hurt you, but it will come back. Once you get comfortable again, you'll let that pain back in. I don't know that. I'm sure there's people listening who are like, oh my God, I forgave my husband or wife and we lived happily ever after. That ain't me.
It wouldn't be me either.
It's gonna come. You nailed it. If she's out with her friends, you can never trust her again.
Like, she has to just be with him at all times.
On a leash forever.
Right.
I don't know. All right. So We're keeping this experiment going tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Is anybody ready to do actual radio now? Are you ladies done with this?
Yeah.
Okay.
For now.
Lately, we've been excluding T-Hack a little bit.
That's his own fault.
Yeah.
It is. But I wanted to say, you know, we've had some meltdowns and I feel like I've kind of cycled up with Aaron and Erica.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're kind of on the same cycle or whatever.
Yeah.
And I wanted to apologize to you for making you feel left out.
Oh, thank you.
Having said that, you can go because we're going to talk about Love is Blind. Because we have to talk about Love is Blind. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
We have to talk about it.
Ever since you started watching Love is Blind.
Yes.
Everything has changed.
Wait, are you going to say I ruined it?
No, but maybe that is the problem.
Don't make me feel like this because already we talked about it.
What do you mean you ruined it? What?
Like the show sucks now. Like the show didn't have the right ending.
No, I actually thought it's been a lot better because I have someone to talk to about it.
But the show itself.
Also me.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to take a vacation forever.
Yeah, I was gone.
Here's the deal. If you haven't yet watched it, right. What the hell is wrong with, like, come on. It's not long. Because there were only, like, six couples total, right? And, like, three of them broke up, a couple of them broke up before we even got there.
Right. So, yeah, we're talking about the finale that came out this week. Don't throw a hissy fit.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay to talk about it at this point, right? Is it out?
It's out?
It's out.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
It's been, like, a day and a half, and this is a show. You gotta watch it that day.
You do.
Yeah.
So when I left the radio station yesterday, I made a bold prediction on who I thought was actually going to get married. Did you make one as well?
I predicted that there would be no marriages.
You did really predict that?
You were here.
I don't remember her saying that. Who did you think was going to get married? Oh, you'd already watched it.
She had already watched it.
Yeah. But before, who did you think?
Maybe one couple,
who?
But not strong.
I thought Edmund and Calibria,
KB.
were going to get married. 100%.
Mm, no.
You didn't?
No.
I thought maybe Anton and Allie.
Yeah, because they're both just so... And I'm sorry, they all live here, so it's like hard to talk about.
They don't live here. There's so much stuff out there that they're like, they're not here.
Okay, well, Allie openly talks about hating Denver on the show. So you know what? I'm going to say it. Not a lot going on in the brains of Anton and Allie.
I know, but Allie, if you're listening,
I felt like I was watching.
Pick up all your laundry every morning.
Time. Oh, you're gonna cook and clean and never 100%. Drink for her, slacker?
No, if I'll drink while she's at work.
Oh my god!
He's a pro at that.
Let me say this, Allie. I can say some things to you in Portuguese that I would like you to do.
Okay.
Sorry. So you thought Allie? I thought yeah. And then guess who's Tiak? You want in?
No.
Well, and for the record, I want to say I don't think they were going to get married because they're a good relationship. I thought they were both crazy enough to say I do.
I thought, okay. Here's the thing. No one did get married. Sorry for the spoiler.
Right. Well, we gave you a lot of time.
No one. Yeah. No one got married.
What? Why even do the show?
I need.
Wait, so usually every season there's at least two marriages. So, but there was something about this season I was like, there is no shot. Mm-hmm. Can I say hell in hell that these people are ending up married?
The experiment doesn't work.
It should.
Distinctly not blind.
And that's a thing that kind of upsets me. I think this series needs to end. It worked the first two seasons, but now everyone is going on just to become famous and I hate it.
But there are people who have stayed married. There's been 9 seasons.
Nine?
There's that one didn't go.
Let Tiak have his moment.
I contribute how I can. Right?
There have been nine seasons.
What the hell you're talking about?
And there is at least one couple still married from every single season.
For real.
For real.
Wow.
We're going to talk to...
That's probably better than like Bachelor or Bachelorette, right?
Way better.
Mm. Yeah, but a local couple is still married. Ryan and Trista are still married.
They live here?
I think they live in Vail still. Oh. I have their phone numbers. You want me to call them?
Trista is, I don't even watch Bachelor anymore, but she's the iconic Bachelorette.
You're a little like Trista. We used to go out.
So much?
Like we would go out to dinner and stuff. When I was married, like we double dated a lot. I know that sounds crazy, but yeah. I have their numbers in my phone right now.
That is really
crazy. They haven't
crazy.
Changed them. Should we try to call them?
I don't even know what we're doing anymore.
Okay, sorry. But we're going to interview...
I think it's Giannina.
Yeah.
Should I have said that?
Okay.
I think so.
I saved the funniest... Are you going to try to watch?
Yes, I'm going to try to binge season one.
I didn't send it to you because of this. It was a hilarious... I don't know what you call them on Threads. Post on Threads. I screenshotted it so that I can ask her about it and show all of you.
Ooh.
Okay, let's go.
It was literally about her, but also in reference to this season, so...
Okay, so I just want to say, if you watched it, like, we'd love to hear from you at 303-222-5423. Are you disappointed? Are you happy? Were your predictions correct? Whatever. The big thing I wanted to get to is my two girls, my cycle amigos. Both of you hate Megan.
Correction. I loved her up until the last episode.
She always rubbed me the wrong way.
And I was on the fence, but this last episode made me like her even more.
I don't understand that. As a man with children, I don't understand how this made you
like
her more.
Dude, I think, what's his name?
Jordan.
Jordan.
He's a sweetie patootie.
Jordan uses that kid like
I'm sorry, Erica.
What just happened?
The bell just fell off of the speaker and Erica got spooked.
He uses it like a crutch. Like it's he like
no, I don't think so.
No, but Jordan works a normal job and he has a kid and he doesn't make money where he can just go casually buy a $2 million home. And he's like,
then why did he match with her? Everybody's mad at her for matching with him. He's just as guilty. He is just as guilty.
I can totally be a stepmom. I can do this.
She can step in.
But she said, I can relax. I don't need the $2 million house when they looked at a $2 million house.
She was going to buy it, so who cares? Like, it wasn't like she was asking him for half of it.
Yeah,
she was going to buy it.
She did say, I would pay. It was like split the down payment or something.
Or I'll pay the down payment and you pay, like, we pay the mortgage together.
I don't know.
Here's my thing. You guys can help me out. Because I didn't watch the show ever before the season.
Okay.
What happened on the episode made me so mad and it made me love Megan more. They still walk down the aisle.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
They still look at each other and go, I love this about you. I love this about you. I love you too, boo.
They do the
I love this about you. I love this about you. You're so great at this. You've really opened my eyes. I love you too. And they have this moment where they are both confirming that they love each other.
And they get ready for the wedding. They do...
No, but
the whole
when they're up there, they say all that stuff.
I know. I'm saying, like, the girls go through the process of getting into their wedding dresses and getting their hair and makeup done. And in that case, both knew. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure you get more money if you make it to the wedding.
I don't. Like, listen to me. Okay. So imagine this, Tiak, as a guy who doesn't watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
You're the guy. Because in both instances last night, the guy... So after you've professed your love for each other, then the priest goes, do you, Tiak, take Slacker as your... Right. So they do it, and then the guy says yes. And then they go to her. Do you, Slacker, take... And then, lip bite, drama, hand fidgeting. No. Like, but you just said nice crap to me for 5 minutes. That's uncool. Yeah.
I really believe that KB loves, is it Edmund?
Yes.
I believe she loves him, but not as her husband. But that doesn't mean
but
you
she's
got
like,
her
I love
wedding.
You, boo. Like, she said so many things up there, and if we think he's on the spectrum, which he's something.
Do we feel comfortable saying that?
I do, because, like, even the teacher kind of confirmed
it. I love your story. Your story is who you are. Be proud of yourself.
I know, but she...
I accept and you. That was really beautiful.
Okay.
I love how KB handled it, truly.
I do too.
Okay. So now you've heard that.
Okay. Yeah.
couple does that. Allie and what's his bit?
Anton.
Anton gets out.
Ding dongs.
Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you. They both say it. And then do you take her? Yep, I sure do. Mm-hmm. Do you take him? Nope, I don't. Great.
Okay.
Megan. Couch. Day before, morning before. You know what? I don't want to put you through that. I don't want to go stand there.
Well,
and tell you a bunch of crap.
Can I tell you something?
Pull the rug out.
Can I tell you something you don't want to hear? Megan is filthy rich. She doesn't need the money.
That doesn't.
She didn't need the money.
Yeah.
So you think that's why she was a good person and didn't put him through all that crap?
I think there's layers to it, but the girl is always like, because I want to play tennis at 11 a.m. on a Wednesday. And it's like, that's not reality.
Yeah.
For us, it could have been.
No, all I'm saying
maybe
is...
Maybe you could marry
her. I think it...
I'm gonna.
It probably, after I get done with Allie. And I think she did the right thing of like not making it to the wedding because that would obviously hurt. But I think it's
and
also...
And hurt his kid.
Yes, but I think it's also a selfish decision because she doesn't want to go through that as well, which is fine. I wouldn't want to do that either, but I'm not being like, she's a great person because she broke up with him before the wedding.
I just don't know what she thinks reality is.
Okay, I can show her Megan... If you're listening, get me Allie's number.
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Okay. It's not often we get an enraged Erica.
Enraged.
Enraged Erica is joining us in the studio today.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to the program, Enraged Erica.
Double E.
What is
E squared.
I'm really Erin, you're the video gal here.
Yeah.
Need a close up on when she does the
her angry face.
Right. It's like when her and Tiak were talking about headlights that one day and they're like, she does a thing. She does a thing.
Yeah.
With her face.
Isn't
like,
it from like, is it Monsters Inc.? Yeah. Where they're practicing their scares. And it's like,
Yeah. Up high, down low.
Yeah.
When Mike Wazowski's drilling him. Yeah. Sully.
Sully.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's the thing. There's a story that we were going to talk about today. And I was like, should we talk about this? And then all of a sudden, Erica leaves and enraged Erica comes back in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we're like, hi, what's your name?
Enraged Erica.
Okay. Let me just read the headline and you can tell us what's wrong with it. If a guy picks one of these five Halloween costumes, he's relationship material.
Right. And that's fine.
Oh,
that's
fine. That doesn't enrage you.
The headline doesn't bother me.
Okay.
What the first one doesn't bother me.
Okay, so if you're a guy and you're looking to project that you could be had, you should be had.
Right.
That you,
and you've got some big Halloween party coming up. Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Gomez Adams.
A little weird without his wife, but that's fine.
Well, maybe he's out there looking for her.
Right.
Yeah, you're out looking for your Morticia.
Gomez's Morticia. Yeah.
It would be weird if you just got the slick back black hair and you're just wearing a suit. It's not really much of a costume, is it?
You gotta paint your face white.
But wouldn't you kind of look like the Godfather or something? If you're just by yourself, you wouldn't put it. Yes. Is that a move to do a couple's costume by yourself and try to find the other half? Is that
I
a thing?
I kind of did that as Kim Possible last year because I didn't have. Oh.
Were you looking for your Ron Weasley?
Or wrong show.
Yep, that was Harry Potter. What are you doing? Enraged Eric is not real smart.
No, but I wasn't looking for Ron Stoppable.
Ron,
but then
Stoppable.
I was thinking about the naked mole rat, and that's a weasel to me. Okay,
yeah. No. What's the girl's name? The hot one.
Shego.
Shego.
Let me look it up. Shego. Yeah.
That took no time in a sense memory from 13. Why'd your forearms flex?
Well,
that was weird. Okay. So we're fine with Gomez Adams, but I will say no. I have actually gone out. I have a Vincent Vega costume.
Don't know who that is.
John Travolta in Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
A movie you haven't seen.
No.
You uncultured swine.
Do you have a ponytail wig?
Yeah, I have a ponytail wig.
Okay. Cool.
Then a little cigarette and like a gun and whatnot.
Mm.
And then you guys don't remember this? We did a Facebook Live. You might have been before you were here. I couldn't find a Vincent Vega wig, so I just bought a full long black wig. And a friend of my, her kid was with my kid in class. She's a hair cutter for Antoine Duché. So I went there and wore the wig and she cut it, styled it in the style.
That's hilarious.
But we did it in the middle of the park while the kids were playing flag football. It's still probably on our Facebook page.
Probably.
We did a Facebook Live of her cutting my hair into
Antoine Duché.
It's a nice salon in Cherry Creek.
Okay, got it.
I think it's also a chain of salons.
Okay.
Antoine Duché.
Okay.
I don't know if she still works there. Shout out Sarah. What up? Anyway.
She does her best work in the park.
I went out 1 year just as that, and okay. I found Amia Wallace. Oh. I found a girl with a syringe sticking out of her chest. Nothing happened between the two of us, but
you found her.
Was alone too. She didn't ditch her, Vincent.
She was just out as Mia Wallace.
Wow.
Crazy.
Okay. Well, that was a move.
Okay. Anyway, should I keep going with
the
costumes? If you're a guy and you dress as one of these, your relationship material is number two. The one that's going to upset you.
Nope.
Okay. Oh. Travis Kelce.
No problem with that.
Dresses Travis Kelce.
I'm a big fan of Travis.
So then
Kelce.
You're looking for your Taylor that
right.
Night.
That, and I bet a lot of girls will be dressed as Taylor. Smart, cute.
Oh, I would have put my house on you being Travis Kelce.
Yeah,
that you're
she's
upset
such
with.
A Swiftie.
Yeah. Ugh.
I thought that's what was going to make you
okay.
Mad.
Okay.
Next up,
I start. The enraged meter starts.
Every time she does that, do the black and white thing, focus up.
Okay.
You got it? It's like when she said Michael.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh, they're different.
Yeah.
Ooh, they are
there's
different.
There's a disgust and there's enraged. Yeah.
Okay. Next up, five costumes to be relationship material. Mm-hmm. Superman.
Yeah.
Why not?
How old are we?
But there's a new Superman.
Yeah. It's really good, too.
Take it back. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
It's the worst piece of trash I've ever seen.
I liked it.
There's a super dog. It's the dumbest thing in the world.
Yeah,
there is no super dog.
There's no super dog. And guess what? That inspired a lot of people to actually go and adopt.
And you haven't obviously met my dog.
No, your dog can be super dog, but it's really dumb. And then you find out at the end of the movie, spoiler alert, he's just dog sitting for another super girl thing that doesn't
exist.
For
his cousin.
Mm.
There's not other people. Only one Kal-El got sent here. Is Kal-El the dad?
I don't know.
No, Jor-El's the dad, I think.
You're speaking another language to me.
It's Krypton. Language of Krypton, the planet he's from.
I'm starting
to
worry.
Where our yellow sun gives him great power.
If a grown man who is trying to be relationship material is going as a childhood comic book hero, I'm a little worried.
You don't like that. You don't want to be swept off your feet by some jacked Henry Cavill looking dude.
He was the last.
Superman.
No, I know, but those are two different things. On Halloween, man, you're going Superman.
Yes.
Read the next one.
Hold on. I have a question.
Umbridge.
Have you ever dressed up as Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Didn't you look up to her as a kid?
Ooh. Well, wait, I was a teen when she came out. And I was also a teen when I dressed
Ooh,
as her.
Fighting.
I dressed as Taylor Swift.
Here they go.
I think it's fine to dress as superheroes Ooh. As an adult. Let us
Can't
live.
Okay. You'll be with me on this next one. Read the next one, Slacker.
Or is the cat fight over?
Yeah.
K-pop demon hunter.
That show is for 10-year-olds. That show is for 10-year-olds. What are we doing? If a man is at a party and he's like, oh yeah, I'm the guy from K-pop demon hunters, I'm going to be like, you know what? Why are you watching that show alone?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard a lot of adults say that it's a good movie.
It's a movie?
I think
okay.
so.
Okay. Is for 11-year-olds. It is literally, I looked it up. I thought, this is weird. I looked it up, 10 and up. That's what the age is it's for. And guess what? I know some kids, they're under 10 and they love it. So if I see a man out on Halloween alone dressed as K-pop demon hunter,
it's just pop culture. What's wrong with
that? Such a weird line. You're saying like Gomez Adams is a mature costume? You're it's a costume.
Oh, it kind of weirds
me out. It's a childish activity.
A man alone in any costume starts to get weird.
I agree. I'm with you.
Hey, Slacker, I'm now worried about you.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105. 9. I'm not asking for the whole thing. And I can go on my phone and get it, TIAC, but like, what's the first number of your address?
My address?
Yeah. Wait,
it's Nunya.
Okay, well, I'm going to look it up. And as we go through this next news story, I'm going to slowly but surely release TIAC's address.
I'll slowly release yours. And it'll be a race.
Do you know mine? I have a lot of digits tomorrow.
I can look it up. Yeah,
I want
everyone
to know.
It's, you're going to win.
You got all of them because you did save the dates.
Oh.
I also have them all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Including Erica's.
Well, oh, yeah, just recently.
Mm. There's a California homeowner who has video footage, I believe, her Ring camera footage.
I'm pulling up the footage right They've now. Got, I have to see it.
She's got kind of a, one of those elaborate Halloween displays. I think she's got a few witches out there.
She's got three of them. Yeah. Handmade.
And she caught a jogger running by. Jogger ran by.
Broad daylight.
And then circled back and had a bit of a confrontation with the witches.
Yeah.
I have some theories on the matter.
She pulls up her sleeves.
Yeah, she gets after it as well.
Wow.
I believe.
Oh my gosh.
She was repeatedly striking the display for no clear reason.
Well, imagine jogging, right? Well, first of all, for T-Hack, that's going to be a no.
She wound up and karate chopped up.
That's what I'm saying.
This is crazy.
Imagine jogging. You're having a, you're probably blasting the new Taylor Swift album, right? And you're like, oh man, one more mile, baby, let's do this. And then you are confronted with three witches. And you are terrified.
Okay.
She circled back.
And then you're angry.
Yeah, why did she circle back?
Because you're angry.
Because you're angry because it scared you.
Because it scared the bejesus out of you.
Yeah.
But and so you circle back and you're like, I'm going to get him.
Nothing about her body language when she ran across says scared.
She wasn't scared. She maybe just she decided was, to work on her jujitsu.
Well, maybe she was thinking about other joggers that might be scared.
No.
So she's like, I'll take care of this. I want to confirm
absolutely nothing about her body language. No,
and then she comes back, pulls up her sleeves, and just like shoves one down. And then there's the other two, and she goes, hi-ya,
hi-ya. I don't think that woman's okay.
No,
yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Now, the reason
Wait, she circled back a second time?
Yes. She left after hitting the first one and then came back to go after the second two.
Well, there were three of them. Yeah.
Three on one, man. Unfair fight.
The reason I've threatened T-Hack.
Oh my gosh, and then they put him back up and she came back at
night. I'm just
going to
turn her microphone off. The reason I'm threatening T-Hack is he has said he thinks this is part of Halloween.
I do. It's part of, it's mischief. It's part of Halloween, yeah. Smashing Pumpkins is not just a band name. It's,
right.
It's part of the tradition.
And did you do that as a child?
I never stole a pumpkin, but it was always like when the season was done and we got to go out, because our house growing up backed up to a cornfield, so we used to go into the cornfield and take like a baseball bat and you just like smash all the pumpkins.
And you think this is okay?
I think it's part of the night, and I think
if you're thinking it's part of the night, then you're condoning it, which means you think it's okay.
I think you kind of know what you're getting, like if you're putting
first number
Halloween-
his address is a one.
So if your wife handmade three witches and had them out for display, and they were not on the sidewalk, they were actually back into your yard a bit, you wouldn't be mad if a jogger practiced karate on them?
If an older woman, not a child, did it.
I would be bummed for sure, but I would go, what are you going to do? What I have a problem with is this woman filed a police report for smashing Halloween decorations.
It's property.
It's a night of pranks. It's part of the holiday.
So somebody tears down your stupid Mickey Mouse inflatable.
Oh, someone TP'd my house. Get the cops over here.
Yes, people call the cops on TP'ers.
Yeah, that
and
feels
the
a little.
Cops love it, I'm sure. I'm sure the cops just love dealing with that kind of stuff.
I just want to
someone
confirm.
Hit my house. Get back out here, police. Grow up. Come on.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, grow up.
You've been egged.
You're bummed. Yeah, I have. I've had to clean it.
Aaron and Slacker. T-Hack, you can't hear us for a second. Let's go TP his
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm going to give out his address.
If you put baloney on a garage door, just so you know, it ruins the paint. So
same as on cars.
Mm-hmm. Well, how would you know that?
Because someone did it to our house growing up because they were bullying my sister. It's only funny now.
This has turned into therapy and much less of what I thought it was going to be.
It wasn't in October.
So if I take your little Leo out, if I go, hey, buddy, I'll take care of, because you have to stay here later than I do on Halloween. Mm-hmm. Why don't I run and grab Leo and maybe a chainsaw or a bat or something? We can just go around and...
chainsaw?
Well, I'm sorry. Isn't it just mischief? Isn't it just part of Halloween?
Fighting
act?
With three pretend witches, I would. Yeah, that's mischief.
But you're saying...
Murder chainsaw?
What if he took the chainsaw to the witches and then let your son have a go?
Yeah.
No, I think smashing the pumpkins, I think knocking the witches over... Not worth calling the police over. All right, it's part of the holiday. If you're putting yourself out there like we celebrate Halloween, look at all these decorations, and then people come and celebrate Halloween, which is part of it.
Are you talking only about the night of Halloween though?
No, I think it's part. I think it's the whole. It's a season
now. Spooky season.
If it's reoccurring,
broad daylight,
isn't that past just fun spooky season stuff? And isn't that like
What do you mean? This is one incident.
No, it's two. She came back at night.
It was night.
Wait, she did come back?
Yes. I think she's got a problem.
Yes. She okay. literally circled back the first time.
So she probably realized, oh, I shouldn't have done it in the day to honor the holiday. I'll come back at night.
This is an adult woman who needs to be in the...
That makes sense to me.
She might belong in a jail cell.
Yeah.
Or a mental place.
Or at TX House yeah. in Parker.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I got a story of the most bizarre sighting on a highway you will ever hear ever.
Okay. I've got a story of, this is a very bad idea.
This
but
show?
I get it. Not
the Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story comes from South Korea. Okay. So, the police in South Korea are currently seeking an arrest warrant for a woman who's in her 20s.
Okay.
The problem is she set fire to an entire apartment building.
That happens.
She didn't mean to, okay?
How do you accidentally...
Well, there was a cockroach.
Oh, yeah. No, burn it down.
And
burn it down, everyone.
She had seen a method successfully done before that was using a lighter and flammable spray to kill the cockroach. Now, the problem is it got away from her, and it lit a whole
No, this is a real thing. Do you understand? Have you ever seen this actually happen?
On fire. No.
Cause like,
did it become just like a flame ball?
Yes, because cockroaches, you can't kill them. So then if you've got flammable stuff on it and it's on fire and then it goes under to its secret hiding place, it's just now going around. It's just a tiny little fire starter. It's just
but
like,
you know what?
Like little
I understand why she
I
did
get it.
I hate cockroaches with all my being. And in my 20s, I experienced a lot of them.
Yeah, but smarter play.
I had this spray. And no. I would basically...
Spray?
I would basically
spray
get
with
my...
what?
It was like cockroach killing spray.
Fire.
And I essentially would kill myself with toxins. I probably took years off my life. Because once I got it...
You just stayed on it,
until it died. And it would go...
Ew.
And so then Erica, I also was going...
Erica looked like Pigpen every time she walked into her apartment just with the dust smoke.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
just, you know...
Gotta do what you gotta do. I get it, girl.
Just... And then she just flood the apartment complex.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I don't know where she is, but they're looking.
My story, South Africa.
Ah.
South Africa.
Dingba.
They do sound to me very similar Dingba. To Australia.
A little.
But it's got a little more of a like a...
Isn't Trevor Noah South African?
Yes.
Yeah.
South Africa.
Oh, I love his accent.
So, you know, we normally talk about the big old truck spills, big thing on the
like
highway.
Blueberries.
Dash cam footage saw a truck going down the road, and on top of the truck was a lion.
A lion.
Apparently, the truck was hauling a lion somewhere, and it had an open top.
Okay.
And the lion jumped out onto the top of the truck as it was careening. Yeah, and they were just like, hey, the lion's out. Your lion is out.
What if the lion jumps off and then stops in front of your car?
The lion did jump off.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, you got to see this dash cam footage. The lion jumps off and then the car stops and the truck stops and the lion just wanders over to a tree. It was not happy because it was a tall truck, so it was not great. But it was like, yeah.
Isn't this like the plot of Madagascar?
It could be. They eventually were able to like trank it. And
used the lion spray.
No, you don't want to kill it.
No, they just tranked it and got it back into the thing.
Oh my gosh, Tia, get out.
I don't think lion spray is a real thing.
That's true.
No one was arrested for the roar rage.
You're lying.
Oh, that's the main event.
How is... I had time to think about it, and mine was the weakest one. That sucks so hard. I don't even know what to do. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.